This show is recorded. Please do not call or text.
It is time now to get out your Bibles and get ready for our morning munch, our morning devotional this week being done by Tim Rabara from Ohio Living. Good morning, Tim.
It's freezing.
I know, right?
Crazy. The polar vortex thing or what's going on?
I think it's just September now.
I can live with it, actually. I'm doing well.
Yeah, this is good, good. Well, hey, let's hear what you've got to say this morning for the morning munch.
Thanks, I appreciate that. Just looking at the parables and the gospel of Jesus and Luke lately, and so we did a parable in Luke 18, and right after the tax collector and the Pharisee, I was reading yesterday, and I'm like, man, I got to talk about this. This really hits home. It says, one day, some parents brought their little children to Jesus so that he could touch and bless them. But when the disciples saw this, they scolded the parents for bothering him. Then Jesus called for the little children and said to the disciples, let the children come to me. Don't stop them. For the kingdom of God belongs to those who are like these children. I tell you the truth, anyone who doesn't receive the kingdom of God like a child will never enter it. And so to understand this, to unpack this, you really have to understand the cultural context of back in the day. Kids were not like kids today. I mean, kids today, you know, you hear it said, well, you know, that three-year-old runs the house. We know who's in charge, you know. We're running all over the place for our kids. We're doing so much for our kids. You know, we got to take them to Disney World. We got to make sure that, you know, they're in Kung Fu. We got to make sure they're in gymnastics. We got to make sure they're doing everything. You know, there's, you know, baby music, baby yoga, name it, right? It's for your children. But back in the day, children were pretty much meant to just be quiet and keep to themselves. And they were totally in the background of society. The insignificance of children wasn't just with kids. It was with anybody who didn't have a social status or an economic status of power and importance. They were completely insignificant in the eyes of them. And so kids really, truly were a bother. Their opinions didn't matter. There were no PTAs. You know, it was not like we today. And so really what Jesus is saying here when he says that you must receive the kingdom of God like a child is that the kingdom of God belongs to those that are insignificant in our day and age. No societal status. No Instagram followers. You know, with the culture of like celebrity pastor and the culture of the hipster pastor, it makes me stop and just remember that Jesus is seeking to find people that feel insignificant, not only feel insignificant, but for good cause, really are told day in and day out that they don't matter. Those that are in the fringes of society, those that are struggling to such a level, maybe they don't have a car, maybe they don't have a home, maybe they don't have a job, maybe they have a lot of mental illness issues going on, addictions, you name it. The person that is struggling and appears to have no value in society, that's the person that Jesus is seeking to give them the significance. And so it's a caution to us that sometimes we get a little, you know, caught up in, well, I don't personally, but, you know, the Kardashians type mentality, right? It's like, oh, who's important? Who's the movers and shakers in this world? Well, according to Jesus, those are the people that don't need him. It's the people that just come to him like a child. And secondly, not only the insignificance piece, but also listen to this, they just receive the kingdom of God. I mean, kids are amazing because they just receive. They don't second guess. I love Christmas morning when your kids are really little because they just open, they rip open those gifts, they receive them, they play with them. They don't turn around and start questioning or trying to pay the gift back or wonder if there's merit to receiving such a gift. You know, they just receive it. They don't even think about it. They don't think twice. And, you know, as you see kids age, it's interesting. You know, I've got you know, four daughters from 18 to 8, and it's interesting to see how they receive gifts and how it changes. You know, my 8-year-old doesn't open up a gift on Christmas morning and say, oh my gosh, how much did that cost, Mom and Dad? And she reaches for a checkbook and says, I got to pay this back, and I don't know if I really deserve this. Do you remember? I got a B on that one, you know, report card. She doesn't do any of that. She doesn't question the gift. The father, and not just me, but my wife too, the father and mother gives the child a gift. She receives it. Simple as that. And so Jesus is like also showing us that not only do you not have to have cultural or societal significance to receive him and to receive status in the kingdom of God, but also you don't have to earn it. You don't have to pay it back. You just receive it like a kid does on Christmas morning. And so I hope that's an encouragement to everyone that listens to that truth and reality. I know it is to me.
All right, I'm sure it is. So pray for us, Tim, if you could.
Absolutely. Lord, we thank you that it's simple. God, we make it so complicated. Lord, we just need to be like children. God, we need to recognize that our significance does not come from what we do or how much money we have or our titles or what society or people think about us. Our significance comes from you, our creator. And so, Lord, may the ears that listen and hear your word and your truth, God, may we recognize our significance. May we see ourselves in a fresh perspective and way this morning and just receive the gift that you've given us, Lord, the gift of a relationship with you, forgiveness of all of our past, the things that we've done. And that's not our identity anymore. Our identity is in you, the one who loves us, created us, and through Jesus, redeemed us. So help that reality sink in, Lord, this morning. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. That's Tim Ribeiro from Ohio Living. Tim, tell us, what is Ohio Living?
Yeah, so Ohio Living Home Health and Hospice here of Northwest Ohio. We serve 11 counties, and so we go pretty far from the Toledo area, pretty much as far as Sandusky and to the Indiana line down to Fostoria area. You know, Jeff, a lot of people are just sick and tired of going in and out of the hospital or in their skilled nursing facilities, and so to have home health care at home, is this such a convenience? My dad just recently had an operation up at U of M, kind of exploratory surgery for his COPD. And afterwards, he couldn't be alone, so he actually moved in with us for a few weeks. That's a whole other discussion some other day. But anyhow, he stayed with us, and he had a home health agency come in and just help, you know, so they could change his dressing from his surgical wound and different things like that, right in the comfort of, well, not his own home, but our home, right in the comfort of a home and around family, and so he could stay comfortable and didn't have to go into a facility. And so that's what home health services is in a nutshell. And then also, I'm specifically over our spiritual care for hospice, and so that's the same thing. A lot of people have misconceptions about hospice. You know, it's the last couple days of death. It's really the same thing with a terminal diagnosis. And so wherever you call home, hospice comes to you. And that way you don't have to, you know, run back and forth to different doctor's appointments or to the hospital and that sort of thing. We come and provide health care right in the home, and that's with a terminal diagnosis. And, you know, a lot of people think hospice is a place or it's the last couple days of death, and it's not. Honestly, hospice is the natural progression of 6 months or less for a terminal diagnosis, and then you qualify for hospice. And so there's a lot of benefits that are out there. I say all that because a lot of things are available, and people aren't aware of it. And so there's ways to have just a free evaluation to see if you have a loved one or a family member that possibly could benefit from any of those services. And you can call us at 419-865-1499 and set that up.
That's Tim Ribeiro of Ohio Living. And Tim, what's been great about having you and others from Ohio Living on is we've learned that Ohio Living is more than just a hospice here in Toledo. You guys do so much over such a great area. So we really do appreciate what you guys do in your ministry and service. So thank you for joining us this morning and for what you do.
Honored to do so. Thanks, Jeff.
All right, we'll talk with you again tomorrow.
This show is recorded. Please do not call or text.